From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A strong earthquake struck Nepal early Tuesday afternoon, killing at least 35 people in a country that's still dealing with the devastating quake that hit less than 3 weeks ago. Nepal's home ministry also reported that more than 1,100 people were injured. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.3 quake was centered about 80 kilometers east of the capital of Kathmandu. VOA's Steve Herman reports that the quake could hamper relief efforts.
You've got to imagine that perhaps this sets everything back almost to day one. The difference is that you do have international agencies and NGOs, both Nepali and foreign, that are on the ground working there. So there are some supplies in the country, although from what we saw when we were there, they were woefully inadequate.
Again, that is VOA's Steve Herman. You can read all the updates on the Nepal quake at voanews.com. The Philippines and Japan have conducted their first ever bilateral naval exercises. Philippine officials insist the drills are not meant to send a message to China, but instead focus on improving military capabilities. This is China's foreign ministry spokeswoman Tuesday. She made it clear that Beijing remained concerned about the drills. The day-long drills Tuesday in the South China Sea involved two Japanese destroyers and a Philippine Navy frigate. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is due to meet Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Sochi. It's Kerry's first visit to Russia since relations soured over sharp disagreements on Ukraine and Syria. A Kremlin spokesman has confirmed Mr. Putin's participation. This is VOA News. A report based on information compiled by slain Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov says at least 220 Russian soldiers have died in fighting in southeastern Ukraine over the past year, despite denials from Russia of any military involvement in the conflict. According to the report, some 150 soldiers were killed in fighting in the strategic railway hub of Ilovaisk, while the remaining 70 died early this year in fighting around the town of Debaltse. It says the Russian military forces soldiers to officially end their contracts with the army before deploying them to Ukraine as volunteers. Warring sides in Yemen are due to put down their arms late Tuesday and begin observing a five-day ceasefire. The move is to allow badly needed humanitarian aid to reach civilians inside the country. Ahead of the ceasefire deadline, the UN humanitarian chief, Valerie Amos, pleaded with all parties to halt the violence and let aid workers deliver food, provide medical care, as well as ensuring access to clean water and allow people to escape to safer areas. The White House is dismissing speculation that the absence of most of the Arab leaders at Thursday's summit at Camp David in Maryland is a snub and would put a damper on the talks. Saudi Arabia announced Sunday that King Salman would not take part as planned. VOA correspondent Aru Pandey reports.
The Saudi king's absence at the upcoming summit dominated Monday's White House briefing, where Press Secretary Josh Earnest told reporters it was not related to any Saudi concerns about the agenda at Camp David.
The feedback that we've received from the Saudis has been positive.
Of the six participating nations, only the emirs of Kuwait and Qatar will be present. Bahrain, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Oman will be sending senior officials and not heads of state. Saudi Arabia is sending its crown prince and deputy crown prince, who is the country's defense minister, in King Salman's place. Aru Pandey, the White House.
Greece admitted Tuesday that it's scraping the bottom of the barrel for cash as another huge debt repayment loomed, adding pressure to reach a rescue deal with its EU IMF creditors to avoid default and crashing out of the eurozone. Athens only managed to repay 750 million euros due Tuesday to the International Monetary Fund by tapping into an emergency account. However, billions more in loan repayments are due over the next 3 months. A new survey of religious life in the United States reveals a growing shift between the numbers of declared Christians and those who do not choose to belong to any organized religion. All the details are in a report called America's Changing Religious Landscape by the Pew Research Center. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.